Stephen Sondheim wrote Broadway Baby in the early 1970s for Follies, the award-winning musical he created with James Goldman. But when Bernadette Peters sings the song, it could be a kind of anthem.
I'm just a Broadway baby.
A huge, rich revival of Follies is opened at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., with the original orchestrations. Miss Peters plays Sally Durant Plummer, the one-time showgirl who attends a bittersweet reunion with her fellow performers and a cast that includes Elaine Page, Linda Lavin, and Regine. Bernadette Peters, who stopped more shows on Broadway than the Stagehands Union, joins us in our studios. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here again.
All the featured roles you've played on Broadway, including several obviously noteworthy Sondheim roles. I mean, Annie Oakley, Mama Rose in Gypsy, Witch and Into the Woods. Where does Sally Durant Plummer fit in? How's she compare?
Oh, you know, what's great about it is that there's no comparison. I usually do things that are different and a challenge and interesting to me to approach. And this is a very interesting character, probably unlike any other character I've ever played, really.
And how so?
She is horribly disappointed with her life, comes back to the Follies Theater that she performed in 30 years ago, where she was the happiest in her life, and trying to recapture that happiness again, and I think she is, actually, that evening. And then it goes on and on to start crumbling around her and her huge disappointment.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind.
Does this story reach you now in a way it might not have during the 1970s?
Oh, definitely, because I was really a kid. And even when I saw it, I think it was about 2000 there was a revival, maybe 2001. I hadn't read the script until about a year ago, and when I read it, I thought, this is just so heartbreaking, really. Not to say the show's not fun. The show's got lots of fun moments, and it's haunting, and it's gorgeous, because they've come back to this old theater, and you notice ghostly, walking really slow, gorgeous showgirls. It's quite an interesting, beautiful show with some rip-roaring numbers. Like, you have Linda Lavin singing Broadway Baby, and you have Elaine Page bringing down the house singing I'm Still Here, and Regine bringing all her history. And then the rest of the cast is fantastic. Jan Maxwell and Ron Raines and Danny Burstein.
I've got those God, why don't you love me? Oh, you do, I'll see you later blues. That long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling that if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough.
When did the relationship with Stephen Sondheim begin? Looking back.
When I did Sunday in the Park with George, I had always was aware of his shows, but I never thought I'd ever be in any of his shows.
What? Now why?
I don't know. I thought I wasn't a Sondheim girl. And then I got the call when I was performing at the Fairmont Hotel in San Francisco. James Lapine called me to say he wrote this new show with Stephen Sondheim, and it's to play an artist model. And I thought, oh, this would be lovely to do.
And from the performer's point of view, what makes him a genius by such universal acclaim?
It's so hard to put into words, you know. When I went to see A Little Night Music, before I was even knew I was going to be in it, the music started, and I went, oh, my God, I can't believe the person that wrote all those other things also wrote this. The music is so beautiful, classical, in involved, intricate. But he is like an actor, but with notes and words. He creates what's necessary for the piece. Like an actor turns himself into another character.
Mm-hmm.
He does that with notes and music.
When did you first realize that you could sing?
You know, when I was a little girl, they said I had a funny voice because I actually had a deep voice. And that's because my mother didn't speak correctly, and she had nodes that she had to have removed. So you grow up listening to your mother. And as years went on and I got out of that bad habit, my real voice revealed itself. And
you were talking like this or something?
As a little girl, yeah. And then as a teenager, I started singing soprano, and I went, well, I can sing soprano. That's a surprise. And as you keep learning and growing and studying, your range, you know, grows and grows.
Is there a role you wish you could do over or do again?
Do over, do again. I usually, once I've done it, I've explored it. I stay for a long time in shows. I like to do that. You know, mm-hmm. I do it for like at least a year and then beyond that. And usually...
I mean, a lot of big stars like to get out after 3 or 4 months, right? They find that hard to do.
It depends how what your makeup is. If you're somebody that gets it and then thinks, you know, I've done it, I've gotten it now, and there's no place else to go. It depends on how you like to work. I like the run, and I like to keep going deeper and deeper and see what I can learn and experience about life.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
If I stick it long enough, I can get to strut my stuff.
Bernadette Peters stars in Follies at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. through June 19th. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.